It's Monday, May 13th, 2024, 5:09 p.m. So right now I'm just walking to the store. I'm just going to go get some junk food. The main reason actually I'm going to the store because I could technically just drive to the store, but the main reason I'm walking is because I wanted to get on here and record something. I really want to start recording more consistently like I used to. And I feel like I'm mostly just going to be talking about the H3 podcast because that's one of the only podcasts that I've been listening to lately. I also listen to the This Is Important podcast, but I feel like the H3 podcast is more consistent, or the H3 show. It's more consistent. They do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then they do the Thursday for subscribers, which I'm thinking of subscribing again because it seems like the Thursday episode is pretty funny too. So I'm thinking of subscribing again. Hold on, someone's walking. Hold on. Anyway, so yeah. That's the main reason I'm going for a walk right now, so I could just record something really quick while I was walking. But yeah. So yesterday I was basically high all day, and I was basically just playing video games the whole day. I did end up playing with one of the persons I usually play with, and it kind of sucked because yesterday I was just playing really bad. And it's mostly because I had been high all day, and I think we started playing like around 6 or 7, and by that time I was already fucking sleepy. And I don't even think we won one game yesterday. We might have won one, but most of the time we were losing. So I just had a really bad gaming session yesterday. Hold on, someone's walking. Okay, sorry, someone was walking by. But yeah, yesterday I did play, and I just had like a really bad... We had a really bad gaming session yesterday, so that kind of sucked, but it was still fun because I love gaming. But yeah, I wasn't playing my best yesterday. I had been playing basically all day, and by 6 p.m., I'm telling you, usually I need a nap, and I didn't take a nap, and I just kept pushing through, and it just wasn't good. Like, I was just tired, my reaction time was slow, and yeah, it was a really bad gaming session yesterday, but it was still fun. Because obviously I was still playing video games, which is what I love doing, so it was still fun. But today, thankfully I already did my workout today. So now that I'm consistently working out, it literally takes me 15 minutes to do 250 push-ups. And if I keep consistently doing them like Monday through Friday, then it's just going to be the same thing. So what I do now is like, if I know I have 30 minutes, literally, if I know I have 30 minutes, I know I can do my workout, which is 250 push-ups. Hold on, I'm walking by like people's homes. Hold on. Try not to be too loud. I feel like I talk really loud. So now what I do is like... Hold on, sorry. So what I do now is, if I know that I have 30 minutes, what I do is like, if I have 30 minutes to spare, or I have free... If I have 30 minutes free, then I know I can do 250 push-ups in 15 minutes, and then the other 15 minutes I can take a quick shower, which is what I did. Like, today I had 30 minutes like free, and I was like, okay, let me just knock out my workout and then I'll take a quick shower. So thankfully I feel refreshed, like right now, like I already feel like I don't feel stressed out, because I'm always worried about, not worried, but I'm always stressed out like about like doing my workout. Like, I feel like I don't relax until I finally do my workout. Once I do my workout, then I'm like, okay, I can, like, like unwind and relax. But if my like work day is over, I still can't relax. Like when 5 p.m. hits, I'm still thinking in my head like, fuck, I still need to do 250 push-ups. But right now I already did my 250 push-ups. I took a shower and I'm feeling good. Thankfully, I'm feeling relaxed. So yeah. So I was watching the H3 podcast, man. It's funny. It was really funny. Last time they were, I forgot to talk about this yesterday or the last time, but last time they were having a conversation about, it was funny because as, when they were talking about it, I was like, oh shit, I literally had that conversation when I was in middle school. But they were talking about this tree. I guess it smells like, well, not I guess, it does. But I say I guess because AB was trying to deny it. He's like, I don't know what it smells like. But everyone was like, yeah, come on, man. But on Monday, they were talking about this tree that smells like... I'm trying not to be too vulgar. Hold on. I'm walking by, like, the taco shop. Hold on. I'm going to go to the store real quick. I'll be right back. I'll keep talking about it. It's funny. Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm walking back. It's 5:20 p.m. I literally just want to go get a soda... And I bought some headphones. I need new headphones. I have headphones, but I need new ones because the other ones, I broke them accidentally. And I need headphones so I can play Call of Duty. I have headphones, but they don't have a mic. And I hate using my cell phone mic because it doesn't sound good, I think. So I like headphones that have a built-in mic so that it sounds better. It sounds more clearly. So I bought some headphones. I asked the lady, like, do these headphones have a built-in mic? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, okay. So I was like, well, let me just get them. Who cares? They're only, well, not only, but I was going to say they're only $5, but $5 is a lot for me. But, so I just bought them. So hopefully they do have a built-in mic so I can use them so I can play Call of Duty. Anyway, so I was listening to the H3 show last Monday, and they were talking about this tree that smells like sperm. And I was like, what the fuck? As soon as they said that, I was like, oh shit. I literally had that same conversation when I was in middle school. Because when I was in middle school, there used to be a tree, and it smelled like that. And I remember, I had this one friend, I still remember his name. I don't want to say his name, obviously, but we used to have this one friend, he was crazy. We used to have this one friend, and he was crazy because, like, he would always say and do, like, what people were thinking. Like, we would always be thinking something, and he would say it. Like, he was that type of person that, like, whatever everyone was thinking and was too scared to say, he would say it. He didn't care. Like, that motherfucker was shameless. Like, and it was funny, though, because, like, when you're a kid, like, you just think it's funny. But I remember one time, like, there was this tree, and it was a tree that the H3 podcast was talking about that smells like sperm. And... we would always walk by this tree, and it was like middle school, so by then, like, I had already started, I think I was like 13 or 14, this is embarrassing, but I think I was like 13, 14, and by that time, I had already started masturbating, so I obviously knew what it smelled like, and we would always walk by that tree. Hold on, there's some lady walking her daughter, and I feel like she can hear me. Hold on. Okay, she's walking behind me. And I feel like she can hear me. I feel good, man. When I do my workout early, like, I feel more alive, more refreshed. I feel like with more energy. Like, I already did my workout and I feel like I have more energy. Instead of being like, if I still had to worry about doing my 250 push-ups, I would be like stressed out, feeling like tired. But since I already got it over with, which makes sense why people do it in the morning, but I can't work out in the morning. Hell no. the fact that I even do a quote-unquote workout is good enough for me. Anyway, so by 13, like, I think I was like 13, 14, we were in middle school, and by then I already knew what it smelled like. And I remember, like, we would always walk by that tree, and I would always think, like, yeah, this definitely smells like sperm. But I remember one day we were all walking back from lunch or from whatever, and I remember my friend literally said this out loud. He's like, hey, like, he's like, do you guys know that this tree smells like sperm? And we were all like, what the fuck? We were like, wait, what? And I remember thinking to myself, like, wait, he's right, though. But all of us, obviously, like, I'm telling you, he was the only one that would admit, like, he was crazy, I'm telling you, like, and that's why he was cool. I thought he was cool, because, like, he would say crazy shit. And he was the only one that would ever admit that. But all of us, we were like, what the fuck are you talking? We had the same reaction that AB had. AB had that same reaction, like, I don't know what you're talking about, but we all had the same reaction, like, I don't know what you're talking about, but at that point, like, I already knew. But I couldn't tell him, like, yeah, you're right. I was, like, too embarrassed. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. But AB had the exact reaction where everyone was like, yeah, it smells like that. Even his wife. His wife had the perfect reaction. She was like, come on, AB. And everyone was like, oh. And then AB had to make some offensive comment. No, I'm just kidding. Not offensive, but it was very vulgar. He made a very vulgar comment that I can't repeat about his wife. But yeah, that was funny. They were talking about that because I remember having the same conversation in middle school. Oh, and today, oh man, AB, I like AB. AB's fucking cool because I feel like AB takes a lot for the team. Like, he's willing to put himself out there. So I guess today, AB's mom called to the show and she was talking to Ethan. And oh man, it was so fucking funny. He was like, I've been dreaming of trying to help you. He was all talking to his mom. I guess because that one show where they were doing compliments, I think. Ethan and AB were giving each other compliments, I think. They were trying to make each other laugh, I believe. And Ethan was saying all these crazy shit about his... Well, he was trying to be funny about his mom, like, breastfeeding him. And AB's mom called in today and she was saying, like, yeah, there's a lot of weird comments on my Mother's Day post that AB put. And it was just funny, man. Like, and then AB was like, well, let's call your mom. AB was trying to snitch on Ethan. But obviously, Ethan's mom's cool. So AB told Ethan's mom what he did, and then, oh man, she had the perfect reaction, saying, like, boys will be boys. It just reminded me of the Trump thing where, like, they said, grab him by the pussy, and I think Trump's wife was like, boys will be boys. Yeah, that was funny. And then AB was like, yeah, I was gonna hit on your mom, Ethan, but then I couldn't. And then Ethan was like, whoa, why would you even say that, man? Like, that's not cool. That's making me really uncomfortable. That was hilarious. I like AB though, because he puts himself out there for the show. Oh, and cousin Tim called. That was pretty funny. Yeah, it was a funny show. Hold on, someone's walking. Anyway, some kids walking the dog. Anyway, I just wanted to, like I said, just get on here and talk. I really literally didn't really have to go to the store, but I just wanted to get on here and talk. So I think that's it. I think I might do it again on Wednesday after I watch the H3 show again. So yeah, I think that's it. Anyway, I'm gonna go. I almost made it home, so I'll try to record again on Wednesday after the show, but yeah. Anyway, hopefully you're okay. I'm gonna go. Bye.